This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jesus Christ, man. It's your boy Ziggy.
And your boy Dipset.
Yeah, this week I'm not 100% right now.
Why is that, sir?
1-2 sucks.
Nah.
Fuck the Eagles. Fuck the Cowboys. And damn sure fuck the Titans. What the fuck is going on? I'm sorry. I just had to get that out the way. So, all right. We woo-saw my moment. Yeah, I had my moment, my woo-saw moment. Bruh, can we talk about the NFL and some of the laughing stocks and some of the craziness going on this week?
Of course we can.
First and foremost, the Jets. J-E-T-S. Suck. How in the hell do you let Matt Barkley, of all people, your ex-quarterback, come in and go 15 of 25, no interceptions? I think he had like 2 touchdowns. The Bills had 451 yards of offense. You're a defensive team! How do they have 451 yards of motherfucking total offense? How? How, Sway?
I guess the Bills was just missing the QB.
I mean, like, I'm so glad they got rid of that guy. What's his name? Nathan Peterman?
Peterman.
Oh, my God. How do you...
Pete Meister.
Yeah. 5 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Like, what took so long? Like, I don't... Oh, my God.
Bro would have been gone after the first 5 interception game. Like, bro, he couldn't touch my field no more. Like, that should say it right there.
No, I would have gave him a second shot.
Nah, fuck that.
No. Second shot?
You don't come in your first start. You throw 5 picks. Right.
5 picks off the muzzle.
That was just confident as fuck going to him, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sit Tyrod.
We're going to sit Tyrod.
Peterman's our guy. Man, Tyrod was back in at halftime.
Yeah. What you talking about? If that. I'm just really confused. Fuck all that. Besides all that, I'm just really confused on how the Jets let McCown do this to y'all. How in the hell that man got 135 yards and 2 interceptions, no touchdowns? He didn't do shit. Like, you'd have been better off playing fucking hurt ass. What's name? God damn. What?
Yep.
Come on, man. That was just that. Ugh. Ugh. Just shit, diarrhea on a napkin. That's what that was. I don't even give it shit on a napkin. That was diarrhea on a napkin.
That shit keep just coming.
Then let's talk about this other debacle. Is it safe to say the Patriots in fucking trouble now? Gronk ain't the number one tight end no more. He ain't been the number one tight end, in my opinion, in a few years, but that's neither here nor there. But without Gronk, they're in trouble. Because nobody fears Edelman. Okay. Nobody really fears Gordon on that squad right now either.
Like you said, right now.
Right now. I mean, maybe later when he starts smoking again.
But no, I don't think. Nah, it's the Patriots. I'm never counting the Patriots out. It's just.
See, we keep saying that.
You don't, but it's the truth.
We keep saying that, but my thing is, when's the last time they've lost every game that they've lost by double digits? Usually they're in games. If they lose a game by double digit, the last time that happened, they were led by the Drew Bledsoe. No, I'm sorry. Matt Cassel was their last quarterback to do that. Every game he lost, even though they almost made the playoffs. They were like 11-4 and missed the playoffs. Yeah. That year was crazy. But still, is it time to start reconstructing and thinking that Brady is getting old? I mean, the man is 40 years old, bro.
My man said he's playing until he's 50. He don't give a fuck.
Sit down.
At all.
I'm just saying, this is a 40-year-old. These are 40-year-old type stats, bro. When Mariota comes in and throws 2 touchdowns and you throw goose, zero, zilch, nada. And he comes in and has a better QBR than you. 125-71. 125-71. It's not like it was like 100-105. Yeah. It's like, bro, you didn't look good. Now, granted, you didn't throw any picks.
They look good as a team, though.
Yeah, they did. Their defense came to play. They made 40-year-old Tom Brady very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They made Tom Brady look like a white woman walking in a ghetto. She was clutching up Tom
Brady. We've seen this. When you hit him, it rattles them. Well, it rattles them as a team because they don't like seeing Brady get hit.
Right. So, oh, no, my baby.
Yeah, so to take count them out, I definitely wouldn't do that. I mean, because number one, they're still, leading their division, so they really doesn't matter.
But their division is trash. That's like saying, but still, that's like saying you're the fastest. I'm trying to be politically correct. You almost had me fuck up just now. That's just like saying you're the fastest one-legged fucking kid in a race. The East, AFC East is ass, bro. You should be dominating this. You struggle with Miami, yes. And the Tennessee Titans, yes, they are a better team than they were last year, but they're not on the caliber of you, right? Okay, so I'm not really counting them out 100% yet either. They're going to win their division just because the Dolphins.
And they're going to be in the AFC Championship game. So.
Not so fast, my friend.
They will.
Not so fast, like my man Lee Corso says. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not so fast, my friend. I do think that they're going to be in the fight in the playoffs, obviously, because they're going to make it. And playoff Brady and playoff Belichick are like legendary, so that to me is neither here nor there.
What do y'all think about the Bears?
The Bears. I mean, the Bears are the Bears.
We're gonna get to the Bears. We're gonna get to them.
Right. I just think that we're gonna get to the Bears.
Yeah, we're definitely
to the Bears. Deion Lewis, bruh. But yeah, let's talk about Deion Lewis, bruh. Deion Lewis is a fucking troll. And trolling for what, though? I don't know. Like, the shit he said was kind of facts. I ain't gonna lie. New England, along with Pittsburgh, is probably the cheapest fucking team in the NFL. And they fucking straight up and down, fucking always cheat the system. They find a way. That man said the Bears should be 9-0. Man, stop.
Yeah, they should have beat y'all on Monday night,
though. You are insane. You are insane. The team that won should have won. The team behind, with the flag behind me, Packers, go Pack, go.
Yeah.
Should have won, and they won. Anyway, back to the troll. Deion Lewis was trolling, and I really didn't understand it. Like, you didn't really do much, in my opinion. To be talking all that shit. Like, that's what happens when you go cheap. Nigga, they went cheap because you went for 50 yards at rushing and didn't do shit for receiving. You maybe got 20 yards for receiving. No touchdowns. Henry did your job. So, be humble. Tell them to eat shit and die on the low. Send out cryptic tweets like Le'Veon Bell and shut the fuck up. All right, I'm done. Speaking of cryptic or suspect or what the fuck is going on with, can anybody tell me what's going on with the damn Falcons? Like, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. They are Jekyll and Hyde. Like, how do you go on the road and beat the Redskins with a better defense? Yes?
Yeah, definitely.
Better defense. I could say better offense as well. Because, I mean, AP, you know, the other running back, they got maybe a couple more receivers. Alex Smith is, to me, a better seasoned, not talent-wise, but seasoned, better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. So how is it that you allow them to slap you? Just shut up, bitch.
That's exactly what it was. I got hit in the mouth.
I mean, like, where was the defense?
They were, we know what it was, bro. They overlooked the Browns, and they got hit in the mouth. And Nick Chubb had a beast ass game.
He did. So did Baker. Well, Baker had an okay game.
No, it was Nick Chubb's game.
It was yeah, it was definitely Nick Chubb's game. But Baker didn't get sacked. I don't even think. I think like the rushing or not rushing, but the pressure on him was light, if any. Like, which is crazy because he's like.
But nah, even with the Falcons, how they're. Been playing, their defense has really been hurt. So
yeah,
but I mean, I can kind of understand because they really haven't been getting any pressure all season, anyways. But again, you don't let the Browns come and do that. But a takeaway I do have from that, at least my nigga Julio got in the end zone again, second touchdown of the year.
Only him.
Help my fantasy team out. God damn it.
Yeah, whatever. Now to the Bears. They shouldn't be 9-0. Their record is who they are. And honestly, their record is them at the top of the NFC North. And with them pummeling Detroit and then coming back and winning again. Were they on the road this time? No, they were at home. Yeah, they were at home this time. It shows everybody. It put everybody in the North on notice.
Yeah, the Vikings
are on notice, which they play them this week. The Packers are on notice. We knew that from week one when Khalil Mack tried to kill somebody.
And Khalil didn't even play that week.
Hicks tried to kill my man Rodgers and Eric. Anyway.
That whole defense tried to kill
him. Yeah, they tried to. And then the quarterback of the century came out, baby.
What is he doing now?
Anywho, he's playing great.
Anywho, keep going with the Bears.
Defense ain't playing great. Keep going with the Bears. Trubisky's doing good. I think he got over 300 yards this game. And last game, he had like over 300 yards, which was a debacle with the Lions. So, I don't know, man. Like, I just really think you have to take them serious completely now. Like, it sucks to say it, but their defense is outstanding. Like last game they got 6 sacks, 59 tackles, a fumble recovery, and 2 interceptions. Like Jesus.
And they're young. That's the thing.
They're young DEs that's coming up behind Hicks and them, and like oh my God, we gotta face this for the next decade. Like
it's crazy.
I don't even as a Packer fan, I'm not interested.
It's crazy how you can go from one season to the next and take the step that Mr. Trubisky took. Because when you go from not having any receivers,
right?
Because I don't even know who the fuck they had last year,
right?
But they added some weapons around them.
Right.
And now you're seeing why he was a number 2 pick.
Oh yeah, so. he's coming in. Like yeah. he's coming of age or
yeah, definitely.
Like his quarterback play has been way better. And I think that, you know, he's starting to get it. He's definitely starting to get it, and I think that the thing that we're going to start seeing next is everything is going to start clicking. And they're going to start scoring more on offense. Like, their defense has been scoring a lot, you know, everything like that. But their offense is going to start clicking.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's going to be crazy. Like, it's not even fair.
And like you said, you got your receiving core with them. Then you got your 1-2 punch at running back.
Yeah, it's...
Like, they're going to be a solid-ass team for a high little minute. So
I'm really tired.
The North is stacked, man, so...
Yeah, the NFC North might be one of the best divisions in the league besides the NFC South.
Next.
Yeah, the NFC side. I mean, if y'all are number one, we're number 1A, okay, motherfucker? Because we can play with y'all. Vikings can play with the Saints, which they kind of didn't prove that last time. It's just the Saints' year. I said this in the beginning of the season before the season happened. The Saints smell blood. And once they get it together on their defense, which they're getting it together now, they will win a Super Bowl. MVP Drew Brees, because Pat, even though he's playing fucking crazy, has had missteps regardless of whether or not they win games. Brees is having a fucking MVP legend Hall of Fame career season now. Yes?
I mean, it sounds good until the playoffs come around.
Oh, my God. But the MVP is not about the playoffs.
He's not going to win MVP anyways. We know who's going to win MVP.
No, he's going to win MVP, bro.
No, he's not. We know who's going to win MVP.
Who?
Pat Mahomes.
No.
Yes.
They're going to let Pat win it next year.
No. No. No, not at all. I'm sorry.
They're going to let him get it next year, bro. It's unfair. We got to let. Breeze hasn't won one. Can you imagine that? The years that he's had, the great years that he's had, he's been overshadowed by Peyton, Tom, Eli, and Aaron.
And now Pat. He's all
no, bro. No. He should get MVP this year. If he don't get MVP this year, I want all the smoke.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of it because he ain't winning. He ain't winning it. I'm sorry, bro.
Anyway, moving along. Fucking Eagles, bro. Fucking Eagles. So, as we all saw on Sunday night, all of us who watch football, like, religiously, I mean, like most of America does, the Eagles lost. But I don't think that loss was that big.
No, it wasn't. It did show a flaw, though.
They what?
It definitely showed a flaw. They can't run the fucking football to save their
That's
life.
Been a flaw for the whole season,
exactly.
though.
Exactly. So, that was my whole issue of why the hell you didn't go get a fucking running back.
Because there weren't any available.
You get somebody. I don't know, bro. Because you got two no-name. Available. You got two no-name-ass running backs.
There is none available, nigga. Running back is not like... Here's the thing. Running back is... Pittsburgh got lucky. And that is not an easy thing to do. Washington got lucky. They caught Geis went out early. If Geis would have went out in the middle of the season, AP would have been playing somewhere. He'd have been on somebody roster. So it's not as easy. And trade deadline, there was nobody right. that wanted to move their running backs. Nigga, you don't think they was trying? They know. Had to go with the next best thing, which was Golden Tate. Which he still got to get acclimated. I think really, honestly, they overlooked this game. They overlooked this game. And you could tell because the first half, they did shit. They did shit.
We got to play.
Oh, shit. These niggas got to play. Yes, bro. The Cowboys came to play. They knew that their season was on the line. This was graveyard. This was dig the ditch for Jason, Linehan, everybody. This was like ride or die. Like, we gave up our first round pick for fucking Amari Cooper. Y'all better make this shit work. We better be in the race. Which they are.
Just being a wild card. The East is fucking trash.
The East is trash. The NFC East is probably one of the worst divisions this year I've seen in a while. But
it's terrible.
It's terrible. The West and the East. The NFC West and the NFC East are the worst divisions in the league right now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And the AFC East, too. I mean, if you really look at it. Anyway, moving right along. All the Easts are bad right now. But I don't think it was that big of a loss. Like, a lot of people in the ESPN media and all that shit like that are like, bro, you know, the Eagles lost. It's time to, you know, it's always, I don't know, it's time to count them out and all this other shit. Just like with the Patriots, I don't think you can count out the Eagles because, one, the NFC East is weak as fuck, and they have yet to play the Redskins. They play them two times coming up. They play the Cowboys again. Now, with the Cowboys, because I'm not a hater and I'm just going by the stats and the facts. Bro, the only thing they lost in was time of possession and rushing. They got demolished on running the ball. It was 71 yards to 171 yards, which was, we know Zeke was eaten. We know that. But they had more total yards than the Cowboys. They had the same amount of first downs, no penalties, and more pass per yards. Bro, if they can figure out a way to stop the run next time they see the Cowboys, they will win the game. That was the biggest issue. They couldn't stop Zeke because, again, I think they were looking past Zeke and them. They were looking at the Saints this week. And unfortunately, that got them beat by their NFC rival, if you will. So, yeah. Speaking of running the ball, Aaron Rodgers says Aaron Jones should get the ball more.
It's about fucking time to start running.
We all agree. 145 fucking yards against Miami. Like, Miami's not great on run defense. Let's not, like, talk about them like they're just so great. But, like, Miami is no slouch on defense. And that boy had 145 yards on them, like, and two touchdowns. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Give him the ball, please.
Yeah, it's about time they finally have a solid running back. Yeah. I don't want to say solid because, I mean.
No, he's solid, bro. It's been
one game, so we're not going to
do that. No, he has flashes. The problem is we go away from it. Like, the problem is they go away from it. Like, they go with him for so long, and then they just be like, fuck it, Aaron, do everything. Aaron, do everything except, well, we'll figure it out on defense eventually, but you do everything now. Like, nigga, what? Run the ball. Like, Aaron Jones is fast enough to run the ball. He's strong enough to run the ball. Run the ball. And if he's having a weak game, we got the other boy, Jamal. Like, run the ball. Like, I don't know, bro. It just, unfortunately, I think it might be Mike McCarthy's last year or so here.
Nah, hell no. I don't think so. Unless y'all gonna go out and get I don't even know who y'all can go out and get as a head coach.
Honestly, I heard something crazy that it didn't make sense at the time, but it does make sense now that I thought about it. And this is kind of jumping into college football, but OU's head coach.
I knew you were gonna say it.
OU's head coach would be the move because, and the thing of it is, he's like the second coming, so. I don't think that he'll take the job.
Nope, because I know exactly where he's going to go.
Where?
He's going to go to Cleveland.
No, why would he go to Cleveland?
Because he has Baker.
Yeah.
Baker was his coach, so.
Baker or yes. Aaron Rodgers?
No, I understand what you're saying, but you don't have, if he goes to Cleveland, he doesn't have to throw in a new offense. Baker knows the fucking offense. So that's the only reason why I would say that's why he would go to Cleveland.
But they're not playing that offense right now, so that doesn't make
sense. If he goes to Cleveland, they're going to play that off. They're going to spread
but so he doesn't. Yeah, Baker don't have to learn it, but everybody else got to learn it.
But I'm saying, who's the most important person to know the offense?
The quarterback, of course.
Okay, then. So,
He's either going to go there.
He's either going to go there or he's going to go to Dallas because Jason Garrett's ass is gone after this year. So
first off, if the Cowboys go 8-8, Jason's still staying here. If the Cowboys go 7-9, Jason's still staying here. If the Cowboys go 6-10, which is my prediction, they will still have Jason here. The reason why I say that is because nobody will put up with Jerry like Jason will. Bro, Troy Aikman has come out and said something about it. Like, Troy was like, bro, if they want to change the culture, it starts from the top. Yeah. Jerry's got to stop all these fucking radio interviews outside of fucking these shows he had. He got to stop. What owners do you know do that? None.
He's a businessman.
He's great at marketing. They're America's team. But America must be some fucking losers because they ain't won shit since 95. So if they're America's team, America is a fucking bunch of losers. And I am American and I ain't no goddamn loser.
I'm sorry to say, America's team is New England. So that's just facts. That's facts.
Especially with Trump in office right now. That's facts. Yeah. Make America Brady's again. Shit.
But no, I really think, it's either he stays at OU.
I think he'll stay though. The
thing I did hear, I think he might actually stay, because I heard Kyler is gonna stay another year.
Kyler has to stay. No, he doesn't have to stay.
Kyler is finna go play baseball.
But shit. But here's my thing is I don't think Kyler would make any sense.
You can win the next championship if Kyler stays. Because if not, shit, who's your backup?
No, bro. I mean, who's he going to win against?
So you don't think OU can win a national championship next year?
Not with Saban and not with Devil selling my soul.
Okay,
Saban.
Contend for a national championship.
Yeah, contend, sure. Yeah, absolutely. But come on, bro. Like, nah, bro.
But no, I think it all, it, It just depends. It's a lot of variables into that shit. So.
Yeah, no, I just I think it is Mike's last year or year or next year.
I don't think
year,
so though. Year. I don't think
I,
so.
I think so because I think the thing of it is we can't win. We can't win the NFL or we can't win the Super Bowl with his philosophy anymore. The same thing that Pittsburgh is gonna run into with the Tomlin situation. Like
I think that shit is squashed now though.
Yeah, because they're winning, but I think that eventually they're gonna realize you have to change your philosophy. They're going to have to change their philosophy. Just like Tomlin changed his philosophy and went from being stern to a player's coach, they're gonna have to change coaching because the defense is where they lack, right? Their offense is clicking now.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Now. But if they have the bad rut, which every offense has, which Green Bay is having, their defense has to pick up. So either, I don't know, I'll say this. They may not fire Tomlin anytime soon. They may not fire McCarthy anytime soon. Unless we can't move the ball like we haven't been able to move the ball, not this week, but the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks were, we weren't really the offense that we were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Our defense can't do it. We've tried this. Dom, you know, tried this. Terrible. The guy we got now, I don't even remember his fucking name. He pisses me off every fucking week with these stupid-ass blitzes and these stupid-ass coverages. And then getting rid of Ha-Ha, which I know probably wasn't all his decision, but come on, bruh. At any rate, yeah, so I you just can't win games that way. Like, in my mind, I think the reason that the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl is because they can outscore you and they can bend and not break when it counts, which they showed it against the Rams. They showed it against... They showed
nah,
it against
fuck
the Vikings.
I'm sorry, that shit broke second half. It fucking broke.
Yeah, but my thing is okay, but you sleep on how good of a coach Sean McVay is. Sean McVay is a great coach, and he makes adjustments. So in that game, he made the adjustments, and the Saints adjusted accordingly. But in all honesty, the defense didn't break completely. It was just really
gave up 35 points in the second half. I did not break. And I'm sorry, Michael Thomas is not going to have a game like that again against them. That's not going to happen. He's not going to go for 210 again against them.
But I also think this is why I say that was the NFC Championship. We'll see it again.
Yeah, definitely.
I believe so. It's not the Panthers. And it's going to be in the dome because
we'll see.
It has to be in the dome. They have the tiebreaker now. Unless the Saints just shit the bed for the next whatever weeks. They have the tiebreaker, so at any rate, if that's the case and that is the NFC Championship, you may be correct because they may have Tlaib and Peters, everybody will be healthy, ready to run, and hopefully, knock on wood, hopefully. But if not,
I'm still, even if they don't have Tlaib, Marcus Peters is not going to give up 200 yards again. And he'll,
but Kamara might. And now that they added Brandon Marshall, since
let's not.
That's horrible. That's so bad. Anyway,
damn, bro.
Dez, my nigga, bro. Like, as much as I be telling you to shut the fuck up, I really love your attitude, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy that he signed one day.
48 hours later.
He gone. Now, question is it over for him? Is it like he's 31, 30 years old?
Yeah, I don't think it's over. I don't think so.
Who gonna give him another chance?
The Saints. Shit.
I don't think so.
They already talking
maybe
about
the Rams.
It. Mm. Yeah. But no, I think it'll be the Saints again. Because, I mean, you already see all the love that he was already
getting
with
Sean
them.
Payton likes
so,
him.
Yeah.
Sean Payton loves him.
I believe
Somebody was saying, I don't understand, I don't think it's true. Somebody was saying that if they get rid of Jason Garrett, it'll be because they grabbed Sean Payton. Because you know Sean and Jerry.
Yeah, because he's coaching them.
Yeah, and Sean is from, you know, Sean's kids play in Dallas. Sean come out here all the time. And
yeah, I'm not leaving that though. I'm sorry.
Dez, you know, they the only way, like, the, I'm just saying.
Way, the only way I am leaving the Saints is if when Drew retires. That's when I would leave.
Well, shit, I mean, if Drew get another championship, he might retire next year. They got Teddy Bridgewater back there, so
that's true too.
He might just say, you know what, I got my two ring. I brought the championship to a city that ain't never had twice, to a city that ain't never had it. One up on LeBron. Jab. But in other news, Saints destroyed Cincinnati, and in response, they hired Hugh Jackson.
Yay! For special team coach.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Oh, my bad. An assistant
special assistant team. Special teams, yeah. He ain't taking nobody's job. He's just helping.
He's helping.
He's here to help.
He's a volunteer.
I mean, he already got a check from Cleveland, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, they bought that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't. If I was him, I'd really relax.
I'm kicked back. Yeah,
what you need me to do? You need me to get some water? You need me to help you with this? You need me to help you with this? All right, I got you.
That's why he called the special team.
Yeah, like, assistant special teams. I'm with that, baby. Did you hear the Quentin Nelson play?
Fuck!
Bro, first off, that from a football playing, like, on defense side, that's scary.
Bro.
That's pretty fucking scary. That man sounds like an animal.
So, I swear to God, because I just play online too. So that is the best fucking feeling.
Yeah, when like you're when you pulling, get, when yeah, you're pulling, and you hit somebody, and you, just so that feeling, that play that they're talking about, he destroyed Barry Church. Like for a second I didn't think Barry was gonna get up. Like he destroyed Barry Church. But do you know he did not yell on that play?
No, don't tell me that.
He did not yell on that play. He talked about it today. I guess they had media after practice.
Man, I wouldn't even ask that. I would just let it so, be,
he
bro.
Was like, bro, I saw this shit. He was like, that shit went viral. And he was like, but I didn't yell on that play.
Man, that's hurt, bro.
Colts, you got some splaining to do. Colts edited it to make it look like or sound like that was the play that he was screaming on. Actually, it was like a few plays before or after that, something like that. And, yeah, it was, yeah, no. But, bro, Mark Slareth came on Golic and it was like, oh, my God, this guy's an animal. Yeah. Everybody was like, oh, my God, who is this beast? Nah, bro. He's still a beast.
Yeah, definitely.
But nah, bro. I think I would have left that alone too. I would have said that.
Like,
yeah, I'd have been like, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, whatever. That boy screamed, and all you heard was, crunch! And I was like, oh my God.
Bro, when I first saw him, I died laughing, I heard him screaming. But then when he hit him, I was like, damn.
Bruh. Then you saw he was screaming. He screamed like a fucking madman.
Boom.
And that's what I'm saying. So, like, how do you, I wouldn't have admitted that.
No, hell no. I wouldn't.
Yeah, like, how do you go back?
I just would have laughed it off. Like,
I mean, it's just football. It is what it is. Like. Ah, man. We talked about Peterman being cut. Thank God.
Peterman.
Monday Night Football next week was supposed to be in Mexico. Supposed to be.
Sorry.
The field in whatever city it was.
Mexico City.
Mexico City was so fucked up beyond all recognition that they decided not to have it there.
Move the shit right back to LA.
And it's like, what the fuck? And it's a big game. It's the Chiefs and the Rams.
Why?
Like,
wait, number one, why the fuck was that game in Mexico City anyway?
Because it was they both have bye weeks. And then, you know, the NFL is trying to get more internationally known, like, man, basketball.
Put another game out there. Like, don't put that.
No,
game.
But it was trying to do what the NBA is dominating internationally. NFL that. Is starting to get that, and they want more money. It was a lot of money, bro. It was a lot of money to do some shit like that in Mexico. Thank God Mexico is not that far from LA. But, you know, with LA with the fires too, you know, I mean, not that they predicted that the fires was going to happen or nothing like that, but yeah, like, it's a horrible, everybody in LA and all the California families that have lost lives and things of that nature, our prayers and thoughts are with you.
Facts.
We're not laughing at that situation. We're laughing at the fact that the field was fucked up. And yeah, anyway, so they're trying to be more international, like the NBA. That's why they did it.
I understand.
But you're right. That is too big of a fight. That's too big of a game to put in Mexico City. And that's what you get in NFL. Because
shit like that, because when you put a game like that in a foreign place, it's not as good. I mean, they played there a few times. They played there a lot. And that's how it's fucking Jacksonville that plays there.
They played in Mexico a lot, though. They played in Mexico like three or four times, too.
You don't get as good of games when you play in, like, weird
Mexico's,
like
but there. See, but the thing about it is Mexico is on Central Time, so it's almost a, it really doesn't fuck them up as far as that, I think. Mexico City, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure your players probably gonna get fucked up before the games and shit.
Now, they were on bye week. So they probably would have been fucked up after the game, but still, like I don't know. I thought it was a good look.
You're gonna get a better game with it being in
LA. Oh yeah, it's gonna be home field advantage now.
I'm still not going away from the Chiefs though. It's gonna be a good game. It's definitely gonna be a good game. Even though the Chiefs ain't got no fucking defense, but hey.
I'm just saying though. Anyway.
They got the MVP.
Moving right the fuck along.
Pet my goat.
NBA news. Jimmy Butler was traded to the 76ers. Oh, my God.
That's about time.
Like Stephen A. said, they got a dog in Philadelphia. Bruh, calm down. They still ain't got no shooting. But anyway, does that trade, which, by the way, they traded him for two players on the bench and a bag of peanuts.
I don't get that.
And Thibodeau really been doubling down on, like, no, we got what we needed out of this trade. We got what we wanted out of that trade. No, the hell you did not. Thibodeau, you especially cannot say that because you wanted to keep him.
Yeah.
So how is it that you got what you wanted and you traded him?
I don't think it was him.
I think it was the owners because the owners knew, like, bro, we're not keeping him. We're not keeping him, so there's no point.
My thing was, bro, number one, you trade him for Robert Covington, Dario, first. So you got your first out of it, I guess, but...
But they're going to be at the bottom of the fucking draft.
But my thing was with that, you could have traded him to Houston... Got four first-round picks and Eric Gordon.
But I don't think they could have done four first-round, but I think the NBA would have blocked it. I think because they had to do it in consecutive. They couldn't do consecutive four-round.
It wasn't over.
So, like,
it was over, like, seven. I think that was a good offer.
It was a great offer. Like, I would have probably taken first and second for the next 3 years.
Miami's trade was still better than that. Because with Miami's trade, they were trading Justice Winslow, Josh Richardson,
and a first. Is that what the offer was? Like, if that was the offer, Miami's going to be ass. So.
Yeah, Miami's definitely going to be ass.
So you have a higher pick. That's what I'm saying. Like, with Philly, like, you traded a first round pick, and Philly has a first round pick, and it's going to be at the bottom of the draft. Along with you. So it's not like you're moving up. I mean, you might move up. You're actually staying right in the same realm of where you're at. Because Because Minnesota's going to make the playoffs in the West. Yes? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe so. Maybe. Right? If not, they're going to be in contention for it. So that means your draft pick is probably...
Ah, fuck. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs now. Now that I think about it.
Well, maybe not now. Maybe they'll tank now. But I don't think with the talent they have, even still with the talent they have, I still think they can win a good amount of games to make the 8th or 9th seed. The West is not as stacked as we...
Right now.
Right now, at least. You know what I'm saying? As it's looking right now. Everybody's moving to the East. I mean...
But whatever. Back to the Sixers point.
Does it make him top three in the East?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. But like we said...
one?
No.
Ooh. Nah. He said that.
Because even like we said, because at the end of the day, they still can't shoot the ball. That is their downfall. That was their downfall last year. They can't shoot the ball. Ben still can't shoot.
Hey, man. Jimmy going to get him right.
Nah.
He going to call him out in practice.
No, he's not.
Get your bitch ass up and shoot some more threes, nigga.
Jimmy's going to sit back and watch. Not do anything.
Mm-hmm. He's going to chill for a while.
Yeah, because you don't want the same situation of what just happened, transpired. He actually had that happen twice because he had it happen in Chicago, too. So that's why
But I think in Chicago, it was a different situation. Like, I think Chicago, they got rid of all the players. They got rid of the coach. And they were trying to, like, build around him as the centerpiece. And Jimmy didn't want to be the centerpiece and wait and rebuild. With Minnesota, you have the talent. You have everything going for you. You just don't have the heart.
And that's, you just exactly, don't have... So that's what... They have heart.
Which is crazy to me because, like, for Jimmy to be upset about them not having heart, you would think that you would show them how to have heart. That's my only knock on Jimmy. Jimmy is a great player.
I think Jimmy tried to lead, but shit, you can't make players. You can't do that.
Two things you can't change is stupidity and ignorance.
Because we even said it. He said, who was the best player on the team?
Cat. Yeah, Cat.
Who's the most athletic player on the team? Wiggins. Wig. But who wants to I have the most heart.
I want to win, yeah.
So
that's true. No, that's facts.
Yeah, so that's with him going to Philly, you don't have to worry about that because you have a player that is going to show
Joel
up
Embiid
every
wants
fucking
to be MVP.
Night.
Like, he wants to show up.
Yeah.
Simmons going to show up as well.
Yeah.
Fultz. Oh, I pump fake. Oh, a pump fake on a free throw. What the fuck? What happened? What? You pump faking on free throws? You got scared? You looked in the crowd and saw something scary? What the hell's going on here?
You want to hear something funny that I think might end up happening?
He going to be gone.
He is going to be gone, but you know where I think they're going to trade him to. He's going to end up in Cleveland.
Oh,
because
and they're gonna get J.R. Smith.
They're gonna get J.R.
and the shooting will get better. Aha!
Yep.
Because J.R. is mad. J.R. mad. He said fuck that fine. He's still talking about getting traded.
They're gonna get J.R. They're gonna you're getting folks, so I think you can probably finesse. You can probably finesse J.R. and Kyle Korver out of that. So.
Yeah, that'd be some nice bench pieces. But see, then my thing where they would have too many threes. I mean, yeah, they would have too many three. No, two guards. They'd have too many twos because you can't. I mean, they run small ball anyway. But you have JR coming off the bench. You have Jimmy, who's. I mean, you could play him at the wing, but realistically, he's a two. Realistically, and then you're still gonna have Ben at the point. So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, if you move what's name to the wing, you would basically have to start one of those three people we just said.
Yeah.
Instead of Fultz. Which I think you would stick with Fultz because he's younger and he's.
I don't think so.
I mean,
Fultz is damaged.
My question is, he damaged goods?
Yeah, I think so. Because the crate, bro, watching him work out during the summer.
During the summer, you didn't see it.
During the preseason, you didn't see it. Like, it's something, I don't know what the fuck it is, but.
Yeah, it's got to be mental. Because that free throw, like, there was no reason. Wait a minute. Like, there was no reason to pump fake. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but there was no reason for it. And I think he was having a decent game that game, too. Like, it wasn't even like he was having a bad game. So, it's like, I don't – it's just something – some things you just can't fix, so you might be right. But some things I think that it's just like maybe he is – yeah, maybe he is damaged goods. Maybe it's just time to part ways and let him go figure it out somewhere else.
Yeah. Fresh start somewhere.
Yeah.
Might as well be Cleveland. Get out of playing time you want.
Yeah.
And won't get worried about getting benched.
Won't, yeah, at all. You're going to get all the time you need. All the time you want. Speaking of the East, man, it was a scary moment last night. I know a lot of us were watching Monday Night Football. Me being a Nets fan, I still watch Monday Night Football. But I was paying very close attention to the Nets game. And my phone went fucking crazy at one point in time when I saw my man LeVert go down. Very gruesome looking injury. It looked horrible. Yeah, like the man's leg, I mean the man's ankle just looked like, it looked almost like Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, that's what I compared it to.
It looked like Gordon Hayward with a little mix of, what's his name? The OKC.
Paul George.
You know, a little bit of those.
And it was the same. It was the same how Paul George got hurt.
Yeah, like the same way, chasing down a ball, chasing down a block defense. You know, and it just, it looked really bad. Like I teared up watching. I was like, oh shit! Like I felt bad for him because he's been having a great season, averaging about 18 points a game. Like he's just been it for us in the Nets organization. All those that are Nets fans out there, real Nets fans, and. Everybody, you can't find one person that would say anything bad about this kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was injury prone in college, but it was never nothing like this. And the bullet, the blessing that we got, the bullet that was dodged to find out he didn't break anything was, I got chills right now just saying that. Like, bruh, the man just dislocated his ankle. He should be back by closer towards the middle of the end of the season. I mean, it's like amazing to see that because it's so like that injury looked bad.
Yeah,
oh my God, it looked bad. And if you go back and watch it, like it, you watching in regular motion, it doesn't, it's like what the hell happened? When you watch that shit slow mo, you're like, oh my God. How does a man's ankle turn, pop, and oh my. Like, if you have a queasy stomach, don't look at it, but it was crazy. But I'm so glad that he just dislocated his ankle. It won't be as bad as we thought.
Thanks.
What is looking really bad? Melo! Is Houston ready to concede? Melo is gone already?
That shit is terrible, bro. Like I don't get how they are really, really trying to make Melo the scapegoat and everything in that situation.
Listen, he's not the scapegoat. Their defense is fucking terrible. And this is the problem that everyone has always said about D'Antoni. His teams don't play no fucking defense. So why would you continue to bring people that don't play fucking defense? Why?
Their first mistake was letting their defensive players go.
Right.
It's
like,
different when, like you said, I guess you were thinking, oh, you know, we're going to outscore everybody. You played. They played defense last year. That's what got them to the Western Conference
really,
Finals.
Really, real spill.
Until Chris Paul got hurt.
But Chris Paul has been lackluster as well.
Oh, don't
shooting.
Worry. Shit, he's gone next year too.
He has been really lackluster. And that's the thing that nobody's really talking about. Because Hoodie Melo's been bad. Which, last game that he played was like 3 games ago. He scored 2 points. 0-for-6 on the 3-point line and 1-for-11. Get the fuck out. Get out. Go home.
And I'm just laughing.
Go home, Melo.
I'm laughing how they really trying.
Go home, Melo.
Like, they really tried to like make it seem like nobody was gonna find out what was going on.
Yeah, like come on, fam. Agent went and started looking at teams yesterday. Come on.
He's out with an illness 2 games in a row.
Man, no. We knew. Come on, that's no. Melo. It didn't work in Houston. Should have took your monk ass to LA in the first place. But now he may land where I think he's going to land in Philly. Because they don't need him for defense. They play defense in Philly. And all they need is shooting. Which, according to that last stat line I read, he may not end up there either. Jesus Christ, bro.
When you say a shooter's going to shoot, shit.
Bro, 1-for-11, 2.0 from... 0 out of 6 from the 3-point line.
So my thing, I think,
like, that's disgusting. Like, there's no way. That's disgusting.
He ends up, I believe, he's either gonna end up in Philly, Boston, or Portland. I think he can end up in Portland too. I think he can actually help out Portland a lot too. But
my silent sleepers, they've been really putting their work, and like, and nobody's really talking about them.
Yeah, they really have.
That's I noticed that the other night. I was like, damn, Portland got to win a what?
I mean, they put in work last year too.
Yeah, no, they did, but then they
it's just when you get to the playoffs, can't with only two scores. It doesn't really work.
It doesn't work. So Melo maybe, yeah, Melo. I've seen they wanted him
to come there during.
Makes sense. That makes total sense. That makes total sense.
But speaking on. I thought it was Boston. Did you see what Kyrie said?
What? Like, they're not as good as they are. No, as everybody thinks they are.
It wasn't that. It was this thing that just really baffled me.
What?
He was like, I feel like we need like a 13 or 14 year vet on our team that can really help our team.
He said that?
He said that. Yes, he did.
Okay. That was...
My nigga.
What?
Didn't you leave
Cleveland
to be the man?
The man, yeah. What?
Nigga, don't ask for no help. I don't ask for no help.
I don't need no help.
You had the best basketball player in the game on your team and you left.
Right. So. Technically, Bron would be that 13, 14. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Arrhenia Carisha, the fucker.
I'm glad he got his powers back, though, and he cut his hair. So, I'm glad to see Kyrie back hooping now.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think Kyrie... I think Kyrie's a crybaby anyway, so... moving right along. Speaking of crybabies. Bro, did you see that fight? Did you see that fight? KD and Green, what y'all doing, bro? Y'all the splash team. What y'all doing, man? Y'all ain't supposed to be crumbling under this pressure.
Damn, you already know. All hell breaks loose when Steph is not playing.
Bro, Anytime Steph gets hurt, something bad happens. Steph leaving for one game? Yeah. Steph leaving, y'all niggas tripping like y'all fighting and suspended motherfuckers in the first... Bro.
All hell breaks loose when that nigga is not there.
Bro, I ain't ever seen no shit like this in my life. How are you a winning team with all the talent in the world and y'all can't get along?
Some people don't know how to shut the fuck up. Shit.
So which one didn't know how to shut the fuck up, Green or KD?
Who do you think? Like,
I think KD. KD should have been like, you know what? Nah, bro. Whatever, nigga. Nah, whatever, nigga.
That. When, like, you know you're, when you know you the nigga on it, no.
Yeah.
Nigga, you're give right. me the ball. What?
You're right. My bad. Green was tripping. So, I mean, but Green always been like that, though. So, this is my thing. Do you think when all... Well, how long does Green have on his contract?
He's like free agent next year.
Is he a free agent next year?
Because he's up for a Superman.
Do you think that they would let him go to keep KD?
No, because KD's going to leave, so it doesn't really matter.
I don't know, bro. If they win another ring and...
KD is finna go get a bag, bro. So, he didn't already say...
He's getting a big bag, No, he's... No. I mean, he's not getting KD big bag.
Yeah, he's already said...
What he should
said,
get, but...
Bro, he's already said. It came out of his mouth. I want a bag this summer. I've never been the highest paid player. So I think I'll get a bag somewhere. That's basically the same. He's basically has the LeBron syndrome, where basically, yeah, I'm really good, but I'll take a pay cut so we can get more players. I'm not doing that shit anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. I fuck that shit, nigga. It's time. I done won y'all 2-3, you know.
Yeah, I got two rings.
Yeah, it's time. So it's time to, you know what I'm saying? Let me go. And we win this third one.
Yeah,
and it's time to go after that.
Because you never see, like I said, with the Bron thing, you never see Bron sign for 4 years.
Yeah.
He won his money, shit. Yeah, so, yeah, KD's finna go do the same damn thing. Yeah. If it's not in New York, shit. I think he's going to end up in New York. So
I pray he ends up in Brooklyn and not in the Madison Square.
Yeah, I bet you do, but he's probably going to end up in New York. Him and Porzingis.
That would fucking suck. Like, my childhood teams are just getting shitted on left and right between Chicago, Brooklyn, the Rangers. I mean, this
just
is
imagine
bullshit.
Just imagine
the Yankees are finally coming around, but Jesus Christ.
Just imagine the Knicks. You get Porzingis, KD, and Zion. Or Porzingis, KD, and RJ.
Don't they got Knox, too? No, no, no.
And Kevin Knox.
Yeah, they got Kevin Knox.
You get RJ,
probably, too. Damn, bro. That would be sickening.
Hey.
But Brooklyn's going to get that number one pick, and we're going to get Zion. Zion, we can't wait for you in Brooklyn, baby! Woo!
And y'all still be trash.
You fucking crazy. What? With boy, that man is... That there boy is a beast. Jesus.
I don't have a point guard next year, so.
Hey, man, mind your motherfucking business. We can make a trade.
D-Lo, out of there.
We can make a trade for somebody like Mr. John Wall or somebody like that.
Get my nigga off Washington. I don't care because, Jesus Christ. Somebody's going to trade for my nigga. God damn.
Duke is the real deal, though. Like, I don't know about y'all, but when we was talking about that game, when I went and I sat down and watched that whole thing, wow. Like, not just Zion. Zion did great. But wow. Jesus Christ, man. But did you see the Kansas player that hit 8 for 8 the other night? The fuck?
And guess what? They're not number one anymore, so.
I mean, they weren't going to be.
We saw who the real number one team
is. Listen, we all know who the number one team is, but I'm just saying, that man went 8-for-8, 3-point range. Like, it was just... Yeah, absolutely.
Because it was funny, because I was reading of why they didn't start Duke at a number one. They're like, okay, they're getting 4 freshmen, so, like, we don't know really where to really put them.
Nah, bro.
So we'll just put them in.
You better rank them motherfuckers where they belong.
And then they beat the shit out of Kentucky. And y'all number one.
Yeah,
okay.
Y'all know. You got it. My bad.
But nah, that Duke team is crazy. I cannot wait till they play North Carolina. That is going to be a great ass game this year.
Yeah, because North Carolina hooping too.
North Carolina is hooping too. They got some players too because they have Nazir Little.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
He been hooping too.
They still got some basketball lit this year.
It's a great time to be alive right now, bro. Yeah. Like, only thing that's missing in the sports world is baseball and this damn Harper signing. And, oh, my God. It's lit. Like, if you're talking sports, you are the happiest person of all time right now. So
Where you think you're going to sign? Because it ain't going to be the Yankees. Yeah.
It's going to be – it's honestly, I think it's going to be L.A.
Solid.
That'd be – that'd be so fucking terrible. But I think it's going to – I think – or Boston, which would be even fucking worse. Anyway, moving quite the fuck along. Speaking of college, before we head out, Nick Saban. Really? You get the really, nigga? Why do you want to start Tua against Citadel? Citadel? Do you even know? Where the fuck is Citadel?
Oh, I know.
Citadel?
I don't know.
I didn't even know they had a football program. Come on, bro. Give them their $10 million to get this ass whooping and let whoever the fuck you want to bring out there. Shit, let the running back play quarterback.
Shit, you basically got a running back playing quarterback if you... Play Jalen Hurts.
Hurt is hurt.
Well, damn, shit. Hurt. Yeah, that's why I gotta play shit.
No, hell no. You start the third string nigga, the Matt, whatever the fuck.
Fuck no.
You start him. Come on, man. You start him and let it go, man.
Bro, the spread 51 points. Like.
So then you bet on Citadel, goddammit. Shit. The fuck, man. I didn't even know Citadel had a fucking, man.
You're taking the over the under.
What's the over under? The spread is different from the over under.
It don't matter.
I'm taking Citadel because I don't think they're gonna beat it by 59 points. They're gonna skunk them though, but I don't think they're gonna beat it by 59 points. 59 points?
Well, they putting up a 60 piece on their head.
Not a 60 piece.
Yeah, they putting up 60.
Oh Lord. Oh my God.
60.
This is
beer
30
sports
o'clock.
We out.
60.
60.